plug-in Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I would be JR. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. And thank you to you for listening. This is halftime of the show. I'm not getting benched. Not quitting. I'm not walking away. I'm not getting injured in the third or fourth quarter. I'm going to keep on going. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So whether you happen to be on the West or you happen to be on the East, the Midwest, the South, anywhere, you can always lock in live on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in live on your local affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, you can tune in as well, channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, hey, be smart enough to ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You want to participate in the show? It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We've already talked about a lot here in the show. The Boston Celtics revealing that Kristaps Porzingis is dealing with what Joe Mazzulla would call a serious leg injury. Meanwhile, Kristaps Porzingis says, "I'm just taking it day by day." He reportedly has some issue in his leg. It's like carpal tunnel, where I guess his leg is numb. That's what happens to me every now and then. Your leg gets numb. You got to walk around and get the circulation going. Kristaps Porzingis is playing basketball. His circulation should be good. Anyway, thank you so much to Lijay Dusable for joining us earlier on in the show as well. Lijay played in the NFL for 10 years for the New York Jets, a good majority of it. And he's also now an analyst for CBS Sports HQ. And we talked about some of the NFL players who decided not to show up to work today for mandatory minicamps. And that would include Aaron Rodgers, who didn't show up for work. We talked about an 18-game season for the NFL potentially coming down the line years from now. And he said, well, for somebody like me, no preseason games, less preseason means that I may not have even had a job in the NFL. We talked about Caitlin Clark, more excuses from Team USA Basketball as to why she did not make the team. They're saying it's her lack of experience. And then we heard from some of the other NFL players who just said, I ain't showing up to work. I need a new contract. And then we discussed Christian McCaffrey. Congratulations to him, as Christian McCaffrey is now on the cover of Madden. Not a bad deal, right? Hopefully he avoids the Madden curse. It seemed like it worked out perfect. It worked out perfectly okay for some guy named Patrick Mahomes. So I think McCaffrey will be fine. And speaking of contracts, we all know about Dan Hurley turning down the Los Angeles Lakers to return to UConn. And in about 20 or so minutes, we're going to go up to Connecticut. We're going to chat with Dom Amore from the Hartford Courant. He knows everything about everything going on in Storrs, Connecticut. How real was it that Dan Hurley was going to leave? How likely is it that he gets a new contract, I don't know, before this week is up? And did this hurt in regards to recruiting? I can imagine it can't. I mean, how much more dedicated can you be to say, hey, I turned down the Los Angeles Lakers? Hickey, that's one hell of a flex, isn't it? And that, like, you have to walk a little bit differently after you make that phone call, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt. Imagine going to a high school kid's living room. Look, kid, I just turned down the Lakers here to coach you. I don't know how, if you're a high schooler, you say, no, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Right. That's a major flex. Either, well, I think it's a combination. It's a major flex, and it also lets you know how dysfunctional the Los Angeles Lakers are. And so Adama Morey is going to join us to talk about that in the next break. And you know what? But before we move on to Jason Kidd, who is now trying to kill the Dallas Mavericks, or excuse me, he's not trying to kill his own team. He's trying to kill the Boston Celtics with kindness. Hey, Brian Windhorst, he was on Rich Eisen's show, and he actually said that coaching the men's Huskies at UConn is better than coaching the Lakers. Listen to this.
There's no doubt that the better basketball job is UConn.
Wow.
He's got two titles. He's got a top five roster coming back. Yes, going forward, there's NIL and all that stuff, but he's in a supreme position. In LA, it was going to be really hard. But looking at the lay of the land, if the Lakers avoid the play-in next year, sitting where we are now, they will have done a good job. They will have done a good job if they get into the top six. And you're talking about a guy who would come in potentially with enormous expectations in that landscape. So the basketball decision was tough, really tough. But the short-term basketball, it's not comparable. The short-term basketball is UConn, unquestioned.
Hickey, what a punch to the gut. Like, is Brian Windhorst, is he trying to hurt LeBron's feelings? Is he trying to tick somebody off? Like, if you're the Lakers, I hear him say that, and I go, hey, man, screw you. Like, whoa. Like, that's crazy.
That's crazy, but, like, I can't refute anything he said. Like, he's spot on. It's like, if the Lakers truly want to change, hopefully they'll look within and see what needs to, you know, change in order to get back to Lakers prominence, where it's a well-respected job where no one, no matter who they are and where they are, would ever say no if they came calling to you.
But is the UConn head coaching job, is that a better job than the Lakers job because it's Dan Hurley? Or is, I don't know if it's plug and play, right? I mean, we can look at a Kevin Ollie and all of that, but isn't this version more so a Dan Hurley? If he left and they just put in Joe Schmo, I mean, I'm not expecting them to have the same success. I feel like college coaching in basketball, a lot of it stems from, you know, who's running the show.
Oh, with that, I think you're 100% right. And if Dan Hurley leaves, is the UConn job the most prestigious job in the country? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I think, like, at least, and I don't think Brian Windhorst is saying that, and I'm not saying that you're saying that he's saying that either. But, like, right now, the better situation, the more success, the better prominence, the better future is right now if you're Dan Hurley staying in Storrs.
Yeah, the Lakers are crap. There's no other way to say it. The Los Angeles Lakers have hit the crapper, and now they have to figure out whether or not J.J. Redick is going to be around to pick up the scraps and take the job, knowing that he was second in place. It's just a lot of nonsense. I heard Sham Sharani is saying that J.J. Redick was the first choice, and you know what, Hurley came in second, and now they're going to try to turn their attention back to Redick. And then I saw another story that said that J.J. Redick, you know, he didn't even have a formal interview with the Los Angeles Lakers. And so I guess the Lakers are just skipping through the woods. I guess the Los Angeles Lakers are like that dog in the house on fire, that funny cartoon. The dog is sitting down at the table having tea while everything burns around him. And he's just like, everything is fine. The Los Angeles Lakers are, they're a joke. I can't wait to see what disappointment they name as their next head coach. And it'll be hilarious, maybe not so much, if LeBron James says, you know what, screw this crap, I'm leaving. That would be the ultimate screw up. It really would. Let's see what the Lakers do. We got Dom Amore, who's going to come through and join us in about a little more than 10 minutes. Speaking of the Lakers, yeah, they're a team that's trying to get back to a championship. Jason Kidd is currently competing in a championship. And Jason Kidd has he's taken quite the approach in trying to, you know, maybe cause a little bit of dysfunction in the Celtics locker room. We heard over the weekend he made that comment that Jaylen Brown is the best player on the Celtics. Jrue Holiday took the bait and agreed with him. And then he had to come out and say, oh, no, that's not the case. I think they're both great. And so I guess Jason Kidd did his job a little bit, and he took it a step further. Jason Kidd is just complimenting everybody because Jason Kidd now says that Jason Tatum is one of the best players in the world. Listen to Kidd.
You know, he's one of the best players in the world, so you're trying to just make it tough. And that's all you can do is, you know, hopefully guard the first move, guard the second move, guard the third move. And contest, and the guys are doing that at a high rate and just trying to make it tough on them.
Hickey, I think the next thing that Jason Kidd is going to try, is he going to throw, like, blow darts at the players? Is that what he's going to try? Like, what else is there for him to do? Outside of Kristaps Porzingis now can't feel his leg, what else is there for him to do with the Mavericks? Nothing?
Maybe go back to an old trick. Have
throw
some
ice.
Water. Maybe, like, Kristaps is by him.
Oh, no.
Accidentally slip, put some water on the court, and you know, maybe Kristaps or Tatum or Brown or Jrue Holiday slip on the water, maybe hurt themselves, and all of a sudden now you're talking about a banged-up, beleaguered Celtics team.
Hickey, you trying to get this man banned from basketball forever.
You're asking what else he could do. He tried to throw, you know, a little wrench in the locker room by calling Jaylen Brown the best player. Now I don't know if he's trying to, you know, go the other way, kill him with kindness, like you said, about pumping up Jason Tatum.
Right.
I mean, where else are you going to go from here?
Now, we've never seen this before, and correct me if I'm wrong, in basketball. Not that I can recall, outside of Jason Kidd deciding to strategically have a drink spilled to get a timeout. We've seen cases of, you know, NFL coaches kind of getting in the way. Famously, Mike Tomlin got fined. He said he was confused, but remember Mike Tomlin stepped out onto the field? The guy was running up the sidelines?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I think of that. I think of the Jets coach that, speaking of
Sal,
great moments.
Sal Alossi.
There you go.
Did he put his foot out?
I think it was a knee to like the quad of, was it a Dolphins player running on special teams?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he basically got the boot. And I think we've had a few other cases of coaches just getting in the way. In the NFL, it happens a little bit more frequently. I'm talking about during the course of a game, not a, you know, deciding to punch a player after the game was done. But Jason Kidd, let's be real, man. What does he have to do? Jason Kidd was a genius of a basketball player. Jason Kidd, I think, has grown into being a damn good coach. Luka Doncic is having to get a shot in his midsection to play. He got a shot last game. They said that he's going to have to get another shot tomorrow just to go out there and play basketball. And so if Kristaps Porzingis can't feel his leg and can't play, and Luka Doncic on the other team is out here getting shots, running around with a bum knee, a bum foot, a bum shoulder, a bum midsection, what is Jason Kidd going to do besides yell at Kyrie to just put the ball in the damn basket? The Dallas Mavericks, the only saving grace might be is Kristaps Porzingis. He's 7'2", was a massive question mark coming into the series, didn't play in more than a month, almost 40 days, and now Kristaps is dealing with his own injury. And so Jason Kidd, I guess if you can't cause division in the locker room, next thing you know, he's going to be complimenting Al Horford. Let's listen to one of his own players, and I don't think he's going to want to say too much, but Luka Doncic, how you feeling heading into tomorrow's game? You okay, Luka?
First, I feel good. I don't want to get any more details, but I feel good.
Okay, all right. Yep, Luka feels good. I don't know how good he's going to feel in a couple of days when the series is likely over, but we'll see. I'm not all that optimistic. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Robbie is calling from Birmingham. Robbie, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead.
JR, how are you doing, man?
Very well. What's up?
Oh, not much, man. No, so I think probably the ultimate thing that Jason Kidd can do to win this series is get a basketball and just take their talents, man, like Space Jam. I mean, that's probably going to be...
Oh, damn.
no, but I am a little shocked that it's 2-0 right now. I think Luka's, you know, evidently it seems to be his knee that's bothering him. I saw he got a pain shot. So anyway, man, I'm just kind of shocked it's 2-0. But definitely with Porzingis getting hurt, we'll at least give him a chance to try to get back in it.
Yeah, I think it does. We know what Kristaps Porzingis brings to the table defensively, especially with his height and his length. Man. Forget his shot blocking.
Yes, absolutely.
But is it going to help them win one or two more games? I guess. I mean, if you got Al Horford, and thank you, Robbie, for calling from Birmingham.
Got it, bro.
Good idea. Jason Kidd needs to space jam the situation for his team to win. The fact is, man, Al Horford playing defense on Luka or Kyrie, if he happens to, you know, have to switch on him, they're going to cook him. Maybe that'll help Kyrie put the ball in the basket. Kyrie Irving been MIA so far in the NBA Finals. 12 points, 16 points. I guess all that experience and his second chance at the Finals hasn't done him much. I expect a better outcome tomorrow night down in Dallas. And if he don't have it tomorrow, then damn it, the series, as we know, it's done. It's over. Finito. It's cooked. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. Speaking of cooked, the Los Angeles Lakers, they are still cooking up a strategy and a solution for head coach. Meanwhile, up in Storrs, Connecticut, they got it all figured out. Just a matter of how much they're going to pay Dan Hurley to stick around. Was this just a ploy to get more money out of UConn, or did Dan Hurley really try to leave? We're going to have a conversation with someone in the know. Dom Amore is going to join us. He covers the Huskies for the Hartford Current. If he doesn't know, then nobody does. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk to Dom Amore about what's going to happen with Dan Hurley next. Here, don't move.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. NBA Finals are going on right now. And somehow, a big-time college coach, the biggest college basketball coach right now, just captured everybody's attention for the weekend. We're talking about Dan Hurley. Yesterday, we learned of his decision to stay at UConn, spurning the Los Angeles Lakers to figure out what happened, what took place, what is likely to happen with Dan Hurley, his contract, his future at UConn. We're being joined by Dom Amore from the Current up in Hartford. Dom, how are you, man? Thank you for taking the time.
Good, JR. How are you? Good evening.
I'm very well. A little bit of a shock and a surprise that we even got to this. This kind of surprised everybody at the end of last week.
Yeah, it really did. He seemed to be closing in on signing a new contract. Things seemed to be going well. And then something just changed. The nearest I can figure, it seems that the news a couple of weeks ago of the revenue sharing and the lawsuit settlement with the NCAA may have thrown him into a little bit of a I don't want to say a panic, but I think he was very concerned about UConn's ability to compete going forward against maybe more resourced programs. I think he may have overreacted to that a little bit, but. Apparently, the Lakers had expressed some interest earlier, and then all of a sudden, on Thursday morning, that the bombshell hits. And I'm not sure what to make of it. I assume it was a negotiating ploy to get something more from UConn, if not more salary than some type of resources that maybe he wasn't comfortable with. But if that's not what it was, then it didn't make much sense because. Frankly, the Lakers offer, you can tell I'm a Hartford guy. The Lakers offer, once we learned what it actually was, didn't represent much of a raise over UConn's last offer. So it's really a perplexing thing that didn't really add up while it was going on. And when it finally ended, you kind of looked back and thought, what just happened? Why was that even necessary?
Yeah, Dom Amore is here with us from the Hartford Current. What was that previous offer before the Lakers engaged him? He turned down 60 or 70 mil. What do you think a future offer or extension might look like?
Well, I think the numbers that we've seen were 6 years for 50 million at UConn. I could see maybe a little bit more than that. They will make him the highest paid, something maybe with a higher average annual value than what Bill Self gets, which is about 9. But they're not far from that anyway. So I think that was it. Now, but we could be talking, JR, about, maybe more money for his assistants. We could be talking about maybe more resources for NIL, for recruiting, maybe some guarantees that they're going to have enough money for the revenue sharing, if and when that comes to pass. It's not necessarily the salary, I think, that concerned him. If it was, I mean, because the salary, again, not much different, really, than what the – if when you consider twice as many games, it's not even a raise.
You're doing more work. More stress.
Yeah. So, but it was just – it was never really – the Lakers are never really a fit for what he was about. I think if he does go to the NBA, and he will one day if he wants to, and I think he does, he needs to be with a young team that's already been blown up, that he can rebuild his way. That, I think, he could do. As far as going into a situation where he's supposed to win now with veterans who are very set in their ways, be a very difficult adjustment for them to him and for him to them. I don't think the Lakers were the right place for him. And the other thing is, knowing him like I do, he convinced these 3 or 4 kids to transfer or stay at UConn or come back for next year. And they committed for next year. And for him to pull the plug on them and bail out in June, I think he would have. That would have. It would have eaten him up inside what was said and thought and what he thought about doing that. I think he wouldn't have felt right doing that. And that was the main reason. Even if the Lakers' offer was $100 million, as originally rumored, I wasn't sure that he would really leave UConn and leave those kids in the lurch like that. So I he has a lot of integrity. That's sincere, and I think sometimes that integrity hurts him as a businessman, right? Because he gave up all of his leverage by not talking to Kentucky when they wanted to talk to him. And I think maybe he thought, as a businessman, he needed to talk to the Lakers and maybe get UConn to move the needle a little bit.
Yeah, Dom Amore is here with us. Hey, that's a classy individual. I mean, actually to have a coach to think about his recruits. I mean, we've seen how that story goes a lot of times. We know you win two national championships. You can walk on water just a little bit. There can't be ill will in the community by anyone saying, "Hey, coach, why did you do this?" Or were there people that were kind of worried about things?
No, I think most people felt like, you know, if he were going to another college, there would be. But I think a lot of people felt like, hey, you know what, our guys might go to the Lakers. I think people would have rooted for him and been happy if he did it. It's just that, you know, JR, it's June. It's the 10th of June when he made his decision. And that would have put UConn in such a terrible spot. They would have probably had to name an interim coach. The players would have had 30 days to transfer, so some, probably some very important players, would have found other homes and transferred out. You know, Kamani Young, I think, would have been named the coach, and he's very capable, very competent, and I think he's going to be a great head coach, maybe even at UConn, but not taken over in June under those circumstances. You know, now if this happens again next year, there will, you know, there's time to maybe adjust and prepare and have some kind of a plan in place if it happens. But I think for this to come out of the blue, it really would have hurt UConn terribly if he left in June. And now, I don't think people would necessarily have resented him for going to the Lakers, but I think when they saw what eventually was going to unfold, the chaos that would have enveloped the program, then there might have been some hard feelings later on. But not right now. Now, right now, everyone in Connecticut is just so thrilled that he's back and that he's here. You know, he's really, really well loved in Connecticut. He really is. He's a lunatic, but he's Connecticut's lunatic.
Dom Amore is here with us from the Hartford Current. We've heard a lot about their potential to go out there and go and three-peat. How realistic do you find that to be for this upcoming season?
Well, I would say that it's obviously the most realistic of any quest to three-peat that we've seen in a long time, because it's been so long since anyone's repeated. The fact that he's done it twice, the fact that he's been able to really put a new team together with transfers and win the second time, gives you the belief that he could do it again. If he's done it twice, he could do it again. So you have to give him the benefit of the doubt that it's on the table, it's a possibility. But I think we all know that winning a championship even once is very hard. And, you know, I use the analogy that who would have dreamed, if you're old enough to remember, which I am and you're probably not, but who would have dreamed in 1975 that UCLA would win one championship the next 50 years?
Yeah.
I mean, you felt that that program was going to go on winning forever, no matter who the coach was, no matter what players came and went. You know, it's hard to do. So the fact that UConn has won six and that they've won the last two doesn't mean that they're ever going to win another one in your lifetime or mine. But having won the two and having him in there and knowing that he kind of seems to have something figured out in the way of a formula using the portal and the various various avenues for procuring talent, you have to give him the benefit of the doubt, JR, that he can do it again. Very hard to do even once, very hard to do twice. But if he's done it twice, why can't he do it a third time?
Well, Dom, you talk about Dan Hurley sticking around at UConn and maybe some concerns there about the changes in the college landscape when it comes to NIL and finances and payouts and lawsuits and what have you. Mm-hmm. I think this might be a question that's applicable to any public school.
Yes.
UConn is a public university.
Yes,
like,
it is.
How is this going to affect some of these state-run schools that now have to start shelling out money, probably eventually down the line, to athletes? Like, is this not going to blow up the system even more, scaring some of these coaches away?
Yeah, I mean, it's got the potential to do that. It certainly does. I think it's certainly going to scare away older coaches who are set in their ways and maybe don't want to adapt to it. Dan, I think, is young enough to adapt to it. But the one advantage that UConn has, and in fact the Big East has, in that landscape — now, UConn's the only public school in the Big East, I know — but the one thing is that, you know, every athletic department, I guess, can give up to $20 million, can have up to $20 million to distribute. But in most places, the lion's share of that is going to go to football. So UConn may actually have more money to dole out to its basketball players than a lot of other schools that really have to put most of their eggs in the football basket. So M&M may kill the UConn football program once and for all, but I think the basketball program could actually benefit by that, because I think most of the people who are gonna donate and put money in the kitty are gonna be doing it for basketball, you know, at UConn. So it's not certain how it's gonna cut for what schools. And then the other possibility is that, you know, UConn — hope always springs eternal in Connecticut, JR — that they're gonna land in either the Big 12 or the ACC, or some amalgam of the Big East and the ACC, and live happily ever after, where their football program is more respectable and competitive, and their basketball programs can continue to do what they do. So, you know, the best way I can answer that, JR, if I had to answer it, is that none of us ever dreamed that college athletics would be where it is today, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So who can say where it's going to be 10 years from now? This is just evolves rapidly, and it's evolving in it's spinning in ways that we have no idea where it's headed.
Yeah, and it's happened very, very quickly. Hey, yeah. Dom Amore, thank you for taking the time to join us from the Hartford Current. Where can people find you and your work?
Well, they could find me at www.current.com, current.com, and I'm on X at Amore Current, Amore Current. So I'm pretty easy to find if people want to find it. So thank you for having me, JR. Appreciate the time and appreciate the opportunity to share my thoughts with you.
Yeah, no problem. We'll catch you on down the line and see what these Huskies do. I think there's going to be some news maybe sooner than later. How long do you think it'll take to get this contract done?
Well, they have a press conference on Thursday, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's been called to announce it.
Uh-huh.
So if it's not done by the end of this week, it's going to happen shortly, because I think for him to make the decision that he made yesterday, I assume that the needle has moved, and it's going to happen fairly soon.
There we have it. Well, Dom Amore, thank you.
He signed through 2029, so it's not like his contract's up.
Yeah, well, we'll see what that money looks like. The money's definitely going to go up. That much we know.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dom Amore, right, from the Hartford Current. Coming through, dropping the knowledge, dropping the firsthand information. You know, you think about Dan Hurley, he looked upon as needing to kind of maybe up himself in the business space by utilizing the Lakers as leverage, and something that he did not do with Kentucky. Maybe should have. Coming off a championship, why not make people sweat just a little bit? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. Speaking of sweating just a little bit, we've known for, it feels like, months now that the NBA on TNT might be done. And I got to fill you in on a hole that TNT is filling, and it's not basketball. And speaking of trying to fix things up, Mike Trout, I don't even know if he plays baseball. It feels like he never does. There was a writer who suggested that Mike Trout has a future elsewhere, the opposite of a Dan Hurley.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Dom Amore for joining us from the Hartford Current. It says that UConn, the Huskies, have a press conference scheduled for this Thursday, and that maybe, just maybe, we should expect a little bit of news on Dan Hurley and his status as head coach. And as he said, it ain't going to be him going anywhere. It's probably going to be an extension that kind of gets him a little bit of a boost when it comes to the cash, as we can expect. He said no to the Los Angeles Lakers, a 6-year contract, $70 million that he turned down. Dom said that he was offered $50 million by UConn. And so I guess if the Lakers say he is 70 and UConn says he is 50, Hickey, what's the middle ground? They're going to front load the contract to make him the highest paid. I think that much we know.
Middle ground naturally is 60 then, right?
Yeah, but then I guess you got to up it in the front, right? If Self is making close to 9-10, we're going to find out. I don't know can they top the Lakers? The Lakers, unless they make him stay there forever, right? Is that possible?
Can you rip up the existing contract that Dom said goes through 2029 in front of him? Give him a 5-year deal, like $60 million? Put him at 12?
I guess. I don't know. I'll tell you this much. A lot of this, and I don't want to call it a football contract, a lot of this is going to be empty on the back end. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like the contract that Nick Saban signed. I feel like he signed an extension twice over the past, I don't know, 3-4 years, and it was to make him the highest paid coach in college football. And then it's just like, dude, you're really going to take this into your 80s? And then lo and behold, boom, he's gone. And so I'm not saying that that's going to be the same case in Dan Hurley, who's much younger. I don't think Dan Hurley is past about 50 years old. He is 50 years old, 51. If they say here's a 10-year deal, would you think he's staying for the full 10 years?
No, I don't think so. I think especially after this little foray into the NBA waters, I think he's, I would say, gone probably within the next 5 years.
Yeah. A little bit of a flirtation, like get it done sooner than later. I think if he wins a third national championship, and yes, we know it's ridiculously hard, but if he goes out there and does that, I think the clock ticks even faster about when he's going to exit and go to the NBA. And God bless him. I mean, if you can say no to the Los Angeles Lakers, if you can go back to UConn and have success and get a raise and still know that, hey, you're going to get an opportunity and a crack at the NBA, teams are going to look at you, that's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, you go to the Los Angeles Lakers, all things considered, you would have been taking the money, but you're also, let's be real, you're taking the stress. I mean, watch this. Hickey, you know what'll be funny? If he ends up with the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be something. Wow.
It'd be hilarious.
Young team, freak of a player. That would be fun.
Not for the Lakers now.
No, not for the Lakers. No. For Dan Hurley, sorry, I was looking at it through his perspective. Be fun for him. For the Lakers, next year, he's coaching, or 2 years from now, and Pop, whenever he retires, that's tough. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, just goes out there and coaches Victor Wembanyama for the next forever, and he spurns the Los Angeles Lakers. I mean, these are the type of stories that you can't make up, and it very might be a reality. I mean, you saying no to UConn? The next time he decides to, venture into the waters of the NBA, it's going to be a better job. It's going to be a better opportunity. Some wild stuff here. Speaking of wild stuff and people moving on, since we're talking about the business side of sports, you know, for weeks we've talked about the NBA on TNT potentially coming to a close as the NBA is looking at rights agreements with Amazon, ESPN, ABC, even getting back in bed with NBC, which broadcast all those amazing Michael Jordan games in the 90s, leaving Turner Sports kind of out in the wind. Charles Barkley has said he feels his new bosses have kind of messed this up. You know, Adam Silver spoke to the media last week. He didn't say much of anything. And I don't know how many people have paid attention to this, but over the weekend, the French Open took place. There were no Americans in the majors, or I should say the finals, so maybe you didn't pay attention. But this was the last weekend that the French Open was on NBC. And its home for the next 10 years is going to be TNT. I don't know if that's a little bit of a slap in the face for everybody who's expecting something about basketball, but this is a 10-year contract with Turner. $650 million. That's $65 million a year, which is one hell of a discount, because if they were dealing in the NBA, they'd have to pay them more than $1 billion, probably close to $2 billion, just to go ahead and have the broadcasting rights. And so you can look at this one of two ways. Turner Sports is saying no to basketball and hello to tennis because it's cheaper. Or maybe they still got a couple of more dollars they could spend. I don't know. This is rather ominous, but it still isn't to say that TNT doesn't get a smaller slate of games. Hickey, I'm not prepared to completely close the door now that Turner added tennis and they're still in limbo with the NBA.
So let's just say worst case scenario happens. TNT loses the NBA. Do we now watch Inside the NBA go to Inside Tennis? Inside the USTA or UTSA, right? UTSA, I think, is the tennis. Anyway, you get my point. Can we get Charles, Kenny, Shaq at the French Open there on the clay?
Well, we saw, and this was another beating, which I hope it wasn't, we saw the Panthers end up on top of Edmonton again, even though they scored the first goal. Charles Barkley was there at halftime talking about hockey. Come on now. Was he talking about hockey, or was he just being a jerk?
No, he telling was jokes. Talking hockey. Did you hear what Steve Levy said?
He kind of said, hey, why don't you come and join our set, nah?
Exactly right. I think he said future ESPN NBA analyst.
I also heard that Charles Barkley, in another appearance throughout the course of the game, dropped an F-bomb live on the air and then apologized to all the kids who were listening and watching.
That's right. Potty mouth.
Yeah. I don't know. I still think there's hope. I'm not going to say this is over until it's over. I mean, this is a property. Is the NBA going to die if there's no Charles Barkley talking about it on a weekly basis? The answer is no. The NBA is going to continue on. They're going to make billions and billions of dollars off of these television deals. And the world will continue on. But is the NBA going to miss a big... Would you say that is the most... I can't say valuable marketing vehicle for the league. But it is the best on-air promotion. It is, period.
That's the only show, maybe in all of professional sports, I could think of where people actually look forward to and watch.
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah, absolutely. Though Charles, Kenny, Shaq are great for the growth of basketball.
Yeah. Gone are the days where you need. I mean, a lot of this is because of social media. You get news all day. You have tweets going out all day, all night. You got Dan Hurley news that's getting broken at the crack of dawn. It's 6 a.m. on Thursday morning. Who needs a pregame show? Like, the world isn't like, hey, you need the newspaper to get you the news in the morning at 7 a.m. about what happened yesterday. and you need the evening news to kind of wrap up what took place in the day. There is so much on social media. We have so much, the phone, alert this, alert that. Things happen to the second. I mean, it's pretty catastrophic. But you had messaged me earlier today about a shooting that happened like a mile from me. Hickey, I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, thankfully you're okay. But yeah, I saw that very fast on Twitter. And the power of the internet, you could find out sometimes news before the people it's happening in their backyard, literally.
Well, thank God I didn't go downtown. Maybe I would have got not shot, okay? But
jeez.
Well,
we know that didn't happen.
Yeah, we know that didn't happen. Maybe I would have ran into traffic. There was a heavy police presence here in downtown. I guess the internet is good when it actually, when it works and isn't pushing out all types of nonsense and filth and all the other crazy things that you could find on the internet. Hey, it's a wild world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to talk to you about a man playing in California that doesn't play that's been advised to go ahead and move on to another team. We're also going to take a look at some of the other things that have taken place in the world of sports as we give you a good old wrap-up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back for the last hour on the other side of the break. So don't you move.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601 horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
In order to secure convictions in a court of law, it is essential that we conclusively.
Sports.
Shot clock at 4. Doncic. The step back 3. You bet.
Music.
You set my world on fire. Yes,
and even podcasts. Whatever you love, hear it right here on TuneIn. Go to TuneIn.com or download the TuneIn app to start listening.